I'd like to welcome all the children to Sunday school this morning. We have some empty chairs still up at the front here. If there's any children that want to come on up. I brought with me a little object lesson, and a couple of the objects are pretty small, so you'll get a lot better view if you're up here at the front. Well, we'll start this morning with singing. I wonder how many of the children here this morning like to sing. Why don't you put up your hand if you'd like to sing? Almost everybody's putting their hand up. Well, we have a hymn sheet here. I hope each one of you has one. And on the back, from numbers 40 to 47, there are some children's hymns. And who would like to give out the first one this morning? Yes, Sally. What would you like to sing? 47? Thank you. 47. When he cometh to make up his jewels. Why do you like this one, Sally? Is this your favorite one? I think it's probably because of the jewels, isn't it? This song speaks of jewels. And we'll sing it together, then we might have a question for you at the end, okay? So let's sing number 47 together. And if I could ask someone to help us this morning by starting the hymns as we go, please. Okay, that was very good singing. Now, I wonder if one of the children would be brave enough to put up their hand and tell me, in this song it talks about jewels. And what are these jewels? I wonder if anybody was thinking when we were singing verse 3. There's a lot of people here this morning, isn't there? But you can just pretend it's just us up here at the front and then maybe that'll make you a little braver. Yes, well, what are the jewels?
Children.
The children, very good. That's right. It says in verse 3, if you look at your hymn sheet, what we just sang, verse 3, it says, little children who love their Redeemer are the jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. You see, little children, and for all of us, if we love the Lord Jesus, if we know him, he looks on us as jewels. And what's special about a jewel? What's special about a jewel? Maybe I should ask, first of all, In this song, it says that we're the jewels. What is a real jewel? What does it look like? Who can tell me? Uh-huh. Something that goes on sometimes on a ring or on a necklace, right? And it shines, it sparkles, right? And it's pretty. And usually they're something that we value. A jewel isn't something just that you would wear one day and then never be bothered with again. No, you'd keep it and treasure it and look after it. Well, the Lord Jesus looks down and he thinks of us as his jewels. And he cares for us, doesn't he? So it's good to, as we sing these songs together, let's think about what we're singing, okay? All right, let's see. Who would like to choose the next one? Yes, Leslie, what would you like to sing? 46, number 46. Oh, the one just before it. Okay, let's sing together number 46. Good song for the children. Now, before we continue on, let's just bow our heads and we're going to ask the Lord's help and blessing this morning on the time together, okay? Okay, another one. Another song. Yes, Melanie, what would you like? Do you know which number? 47? Well, we already sang 47. You want to choose another one? Maybe you know one by the first line. Do you know one by the first line at home? These numbers are different than probably the one you sing at home. Well, Melanie doesn't have another one. Let's see. Does somebody else have one? Yes, what would you like? 40. Oh, yes, this is a favorite, right? Number 40, Jesus Loves Me.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
was very good. I wonder if one of the children can tell me a verse from the Bible that would tell us that Jesus loves us. I think we all know that the Lord Jesus loves us, right? And all these hymns that we're singing here, they come from the Bible. There's verses in the Bible that would show us that these hymns are true. How about you, Jonathan? Do you know a verse from... Can you think of a verse in the Bible that tells us that Jesus loves us or that God loves us? Very good. I thought that's what you were going to say. John 3:16. And I think probably many of the children here know that one by heart, don't they? For God so loved the world. It says, for God so loved the world. That would include everybody here this morning, right? Definitely. And all the children, too. You know, there's a verse in Galatians, too. Galatians 2 and 20, it says, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That makes it a little bit more personal. God loves the whole world, and it says that the Son of God loves me. I hope each one of you can say that this morning, that Jesus loves me, and that you realize it. Okay, another one. Who wants to sing another one? Do you have one, Keith? Or Brent, I'm sorry. That's Brent. What a friend we have in Jesus. I think that one's in here. It's not on the back page, but we can certainly sing it. 39. Thank you. Yes, number 39. That's a very good one for the children, too. Okay, we'll sing number 39 together. Sing two more. Then we're going to have a little lesson from the Bible. Yes, Jeremy, what would you like to sing? Number four? Okay. On the front. Okay, number 4. Perhaps with this one, we'll sing just the first and last verses, okay, of number 4.
Right.
One more. Who would like to give out the last one? Yes, Joshua. 41. Good. I'm glad you've chosen one on the back for the children here. Oh, 41. Very nice. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing. 41. Privilege on Lord's Day morning to come together and sing. And this song is telling us about a future day in heaven where there'll be many children. And what's one thing that we're going to be doing? Singing, right? So this morning we could sing a few songs about the Lord Jesus, but there's going to come a day, one day, when we're up in heaven and forever and ever we'll be around the throne singing. And our prayer is that each one of the children that's here this morning will be there in that day, singing to the Lord Jesus. Okay, now, I have a little lesson that I brought along this morning. But before we do that, if there's any children here that have spent some time this week memorizing a verse, If they would like to, we perhaps can make a few minutes for if there's one or two or three or four children that want to say a verse. There's a lot of people here this morning, probably more than you're used to, right, when you say your verses back at home. Is there anyone that's brave enough to stand up and say a verse? Would you like to stand up first?
Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, Romans 3:24.
Very good. Thank you. Anybody else? Let's see. Anybody? Do you want to say your verse, Joseph? You can stand up and say it, okay, honey? Okay, thank you. Anybody else? You want to say your verse, William? Okay, thank you. Okay, well, there's probably others that have memorized verses. And it's good to memorize God's Word, isn't it? To hide it in our heart. We heard about that yesterday in the readings. We should make ourselves familiar with God's Word. Okay, I brought along with me this morning a little lesson that I hope helps the children remember a story from God's Word. I brought along something here. I wonder, what's this? One of the little children can tell me. What's this? I don't know all your names, so I'm going to have to point if that's okay. What do I have here?
Bible.
A Bible. Very good. I'm sure each one of you children probably have your own Bible. Maybe not with you this morning. That's okay. But we're going to open up God's Word, the Bible. And I have in mind a story that includes in the story a little child. A little child. And I'm wondering if someone can think of a story in God's Word that includes a little child. There's more than one. Are you thinking of one? Samuel, very good. I thought of that one this morning. And Samuel was a young boy. And remember, the Lord spoke to him at night. And at first he didn't recognize the voice, who it was. And finally he went to Eli, and Eli told him, or Eli recognized that it must be the voice of the Lord. And so Samuel did what Eli told him to do, and when the voice came, he said, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Samuel was just a young boy. Do you think the Lord Jesus can speak to even young children this morning? Yeah, I think so. And if you talk to the Lord Jesus in prayer, or if you read His Word, He can speak to us through His Word, and we ought to listen like Samuel did. How about another one? Anybody else think of a story from God's Word that has a little child in it? Yes, Graham. That's right. Graham said Moses in the bulrushes. That's a very good. Yes, Moses was a young, very young. He was even what we'd say a baby. And he was placed in bulrushes. And the Lord watched over him, too. Okay, I'm thinking of a story that includes a child, and it was a little girl. We've had two boys. I wonder can anybody think of a story in the Bible of a little girl? Sally? The girl who got sick. Yes, there's several in there in the Lord Jesus healed, young girls that got sick. I'm thinking of a story in the Old Testament of a young girl that got taken from her home. You know what it is? Very good. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Remember, there was the story of Naaman, and Naaman was an honorable man. It says among the Syrians, he was a great man, and his wife had a little maiden, a little girl, and she was taken captive from Israel and taken to this foreign land. But you know, she spoke a word to Naaman's wife, and it brought great blessing to Naaman. Naaman was a leper. What's that mean? What's a leper? Anybody tell me what a leper is? Can you tell me what a leper is? What? That's right. Very good. A kind of disease on our skin. At least that's where it shows up initially. Big spots. And there's no cure for leprosy. Once you have it, understand that you'll have it for life. But only the Lord can cure, and it was a miracle. But that little maiden spoke a word and told Naaman of a prophet that could bring blessing. And so that's another example of a little child in the Bible, and how the Lord used a little child to speak, and it brought blessing. Okay, I have in mind a story in the Gospel of John, and I have in here a few items, and I'm wondering if one of the children would like to come up and pick one of the items out. Come on up. You come on up and choose one item, and you can tell us what it is, okay? What's that? That's right, a little roll. Thank you. Okay, another one. We have seven objects in here. Graham, would you like to come up, please, and choose something? Maybe, thank you. Another roll. Looks just about like the first one, right? Try and set this so everyone can see it. Okay, someone else. There is something other than a roll in here, I can tell you that. Leslie, would you like to come up? Someone else. You can come on up at the same time. What's that, Leslie? Another roll. Well, you come on up. Another roll. So far we have four. Okay. Would you like to come on up and choose something out of the bag I have here? Boy, what's that? Yeah. How many is that in total now? Five rolls. Okay, very good. Now, let's see what else we have in here. These are kind of small, but let's see. Ann, would you like to come up? Pick something out. You can look in there. You don't have to. You can. No. What's that?
Candy fish.
A candy fish. You're right. It is a candy fish. But we'll for the purpose of our lesson this morning, we're going to say it's a small fish, okay? And I have one other object in here. Let's see. Jeremy, would you like to come on up? What do you think's in there before you look?
Small fish.
Really? How did you know? I didn't tell you before. Very good. You know, I think, what story I'm going to talk about, don't you? Sure enough, it's another small fish. Thank you. Okay. I have in mind the story in John's Gospel, chapter 6, and I'm just going to open up my Bible to that passage and just read a few verses from it. And this is the story about how the Lord Jesus fed some people. And I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I hope that we can glean a little bit from this story for the children this morning. John's Gospel, chapter 6, and we're going to start with verse 5. And I'm going to read down to verse 12. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. What are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. Okay, we have a story here about the Lord Jesus when he was on earth. And how many people were in this company in our story? How many people were there? 500? Yeah, there was that, but there was more than that too. How many in total? What? Sorry, Jonathan? 5,000 men. Jonathan says 5,000 men. That's right. So So there was probably a lot more than 5,000 in total, because it says there was also women and children. That's a large company. Have you ever been in a crowd where there's 5,000 people? I don't know that I ever have, at least consciously thinking about it. How many people do you think are in this room this morning? I wonder if one of the children would like to take a guess. If you think you know how many people are in the room this morning. Graham? 300? Yeah, you're perhaps about right. I don't know if there's quite that many, but about 300. Well, here was a situation where the Lord Jesus was out, and there was over 5,000. There's 5,000 men, and there was women and children. A large company, perhaps there was 20,000 people. And what was the problem? What was the situation that faced? It wasn't a problem for the Lord Jesus, but it was a situation here. What was lacking, William? That's right. They did not have enough food. Did every one of you have breakfast this morning? Put up your hand if you had breakfast this morning. I think every one of the children had breakfast this morning. Well, that's good. And I think probably you're used to having breakfast every morning, right? And lunch and supper too. Three meals a day? Yes, we have lots to be thankful for. But here there was a large crowd, and there wasn't enough to eat. Has anybody ever been in that situation where you've been hungry and you haven't had anything to eat? I think I have to shake my head. You know, we live in a land of plenty where we take for granted a meal. It's very often very easy to obtain. But here there was 5,000 people, and how many of those people had brought food along to eat? Put up your hand if you know the answer. How many people had food to eat? Can you tell me? Three? Well, the Bible says here there was one lad, one little boy. And that's what we want to learn a little bit about this morning, about this young boy. He brought along, what did he bring along? Well, we've already, this was the object before us, right? He had five loaves and two small fishes. And it says they were barley loaves. Now, I wonder if one of the children was listening and meeting yesterday. Do you remember, does anybody remember hearing anything about barley yesterday, Graham? Graham says it's easier than growing wheat, but it's like wheat. Well, that may be true. I'm not a grain farmer myself. What else did we learn about barley? Remember, Ruth, it was at the beginning of barley harvest. Anybody else remember anything we learned about barley yesterday? Barley was a grain that was for the poorer people, or is an easier grain to obtain, perhaps. And so it says here that there were five barley loaves, and that's what the bread was made out of. Now, these loaves are small loaves, but I think they're probably made out of wheat flour. But we'll pretend that they're barley loaves. And, you know, it shows us that this young boy, perhaps he was poor. Perhaps he was poor. He just had five barley loaves. But you know, the Lord Jesus was able to use what he had. And you know, little children, and for all of us too, but especially for the children this morning, the Lord Jesus, if we bring something, if we have something, no matter what it is, even if it's not very much, as it were, perhaps you say, well, there's not much I can do for the Lord Jesus. When I'm at home with my mom and dad, there's not much I can do. But, you know, even if you just obey your parents, that can be honoring to the Lord Jesus, right? What else is something that you can do at home that would be honoring to the Lord Jesus? Can anybody give me another example? What are you thinking of? Obeying your parents. Very good. That's right. It's very important, isn't it? And perhaps your mom gives you a job to do, whatever it may be. And if you obey, that's honoring to the Lord Jesus. That's, what were you thinking about? A Bible, reading your Bible? Very good. That's right. Certainly. We can read our Bibles at home. And if you're too young to read, you can ask your mom and dad to read it to you. Probably most of the children here this morning have parents that would be glad to read you the Bible. So that's another thing that we can do. Well, we see that this boy brought five loaves and two small fishes. Now, what did the Lord Jesus do with those? What did the Lord Jesus do with just 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes? Yes? He made more out of it. And what's that called? I certainly can't do that this morning. Only the Lord Jesus could do that. And what is it? Jonathan? A miracle. Very good. Yes. It was a miracle. From just 5 small loaves and 2 fishes, he fed 5,000 men and women and children. And it was a miracle. And how much was left over at the end? Graham? How many? 5 baskets? Well, let's look. Let's see. What were you going to say, Christy? 12 baskets. I think Christy's right. Yeah, that's right. There was 12 baskets left over. There was more left over, I think, than when they started. Certainly, all this could probably fit in 1 basket, right? But after they had done distributing to all that were there, there was 12 baskets left over. And you know, that would show us that the Lord Jesus, if we allow him to work in our lives, if we obey him, read his word like we've been hearing, then he'll bring blessing. And it'll be a great, far greater blessing than we could ever have on our own. You know, if that lad had brought that meal, perhaps he could have fed a few others other than himself, right? If he had been willing, he could have maybe fed 2 or 3 people around him, or 4 or 5. Maybe they could have spread it out a little bit more to 10 or 20, but certainly not 20,000 people. No. Only the Lord Jesus could bring in a blessing like that. And so, if we're willing to follow him, to read his word, to obey, then he'll bring a far greater blessing than we could ever do on our own. And so, for the children here this morning that know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, I want to encourage you to follow the Lord Jesus and to obey what you know from God's word. Perhaps your parents read the Bible every morning, and here and there you can pick up a little. For those who are older, you can understand more. And let's follow what God has given us in his word and obey. And so the Lord Jesus brought great blessing. You know, it says at the beginning of the story that perhaps it's not in this account, but in another gospel, there's another account of the same incident. And it says that the Lord Jesus looked out on the great multitude and he had compassion. He had compassion. What's that? What's compassion? One of the children here can tell me this morning. Give me a definition. Or what do you, when you hear the word compassion, what do you think about? We should be compassionate. What does that mean? Do you know? Merciful? That's part of it, perhaps. Yes, that would include it. What else? Were you going to say something, Jeremy? Pity? Yes. That would be another word that we could use to describe compassion. To enter into the feelings of others, right? The Lord Jesus looked out on that large multitude. He knew that they didn't have any food. It says in the portion, this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. The Lord Jesus knew full well what he was going to do. But he looked out and he had compassion on that great multitude. And he had a care for them. And you know, that's another thing that we can, even as young children, as young people, we can learn to have a care for others. If you see your brother or your sister, or maybe it's the neighbor next door, and they get hurt, or perhaps they have a need, let's have a care for them. To enter into their feelings and show love and kindness. And perhaps by doing so, if we have a neighbor next door who doesn't know the Lord Jesus, maybe you have a friend next door and you play with them and they don't know the Lord Jesus, well, if you show kindness and show compassion and enter into their circumstances, you can win them for the Lord Jesus. Well, I trust that we've gleaned some practical lessons from this story and how the Lord Jesus had a care and an interest in even a young lad, and he certainly has an interest in each one of the children here this morning. And there's going to be that day like we sang in that hymn. It says, many children around the throne of God in heaven. You know, it doesn't say all the children. And there's a reason, and that's because, children, you have a responsibility to trust the Lord Jesus. And if you do, you'll be among that many that are around the throne in that coming day. Okay, our time is almost gone. We'll sing one more short hymn, and then we'll close in prayer. Who would like to choose it? Yes, what would you like to sing? 35? Oh, number 5? Okay, number 5 on the front. We'll sing all of number 5 together. Just bow our heads and we'll close with prayer.